Pulse 1077 WTPL, Hour 2 of Food for Thought, brought to you today and every day by Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford, Londonderry, and breaking news, coming soon, a co-ed version in North Conway, New Hampshire for our listeners in the North Country, and by Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now open a drive-thru in Londonderry, and I don't think we have any breaking news of a Red Arrow Diner coming to the North Country yet.
Not yet.
You'll be the first to know, though. Food for Thought on WTPL. We're a little later in the hour. We'll be talking to TV star Tyler Ritter from the TV show The McCarthys. Carol?
Yeah. And was that like some kind of a joke, 107 on 107.7?
Very good.
107.7 FM?
You caught that.
I did catch that. I'm like, what's he talking about?
Double talk.
All right. Well, we are at the top of the hour, and it is June segment here. We are welcoming June. And, you know, we do want to let listeners know also that we did change June's title of her segment.
Oh, okay.
We did change it from Meatless Mondays to Healthy Mondays, healthy recipes and tips and tricks and all that with June.
Yeah. You didn't like my suggestion of Bacon Mondays, I guess. Huh?
No, we can't do that on Healthy Mondays.
Okay. That's right.
Well, especially Rocco's listening.
Well, bacon is healthier than some foods, by the way, but that's another discussion for another day. Since meatless is off the table now, let's bring it on. So anyway, we're continuing with Rocco's segment.
We're going to bring on skinless, fatless chicken.
Yeah, well, I'm out of here. See ya.
So Rocco is standing by. So let's just welcome back Rocco on. Hi, Rocco.
Hey, Rocco.
Hi, Carol. Hi, June.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing today?
I am on top of the world, Rocco. I am so excited to say that I'm going to well up and cry again. It happens.
Mike's come to the rescue
time.
With some tissues.
Thanks, Mike.
I got your back there, baby.
Thank you. I'm down.
Give her a hug for me, Mike.
Yeah. I'm down 8 pounds and 15.1 pounds of body fat.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Give her a round of applause, everybody. Ooh, nice.
That is stinking awesome.
I feel amazing. Mm-hmm. I do. I feel so good, and I'm so excited about it. And if I didn't have those glasses of wine last night, I probably would have lost a little bit more, I think. Shame on me.
No.
But, no, Rocco, I feel amazing. I'm down 2 sizes in clothes. I just, health-wise, I'm feeling on top of the world. I just, it just feels so darn good to be on track and, you know, we went to a couples thing on Saturday, and I had dessert. So I made a really rich chocolate cream pie with all the fixings for it and everything, and I didn't even lick the spoon. It didn't even tempt me to lick the spoon. I was so impressed with myself. And then I made, you know, strawberries and blueberry thing for the girls and all those that were thinking healthy and trying to eat healthy and all of that. So what do you think there, Rocco?
Well, I think I got another soldier on my team, Jim.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I don't think I'm ever going to stop using or being in this line of thought. I just feel so good about it. And I think I have a couple more women that are coming to see you, too.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
It is.
You know, when you're in the right, mind frame set and, you know, I am just, well, actually today, I don't normally work out on Mondays. If anybody knows,
right.
You
your
noticed,
Tuesdays.
Mike, that I worked out today because I post everything all the time. And it's usually Tuesdays. And I got up this morning, and this is huge for me now, Rocco. This is really huge because I woke up and I'm thinking, all right, I'm leaving. We're flying out at 6:30 a.m. on Thursday. And I'm thinking, my gosh, I'm only going to get one workout in this week, Tuesday. Like, and then I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, you're supposed to go every other. And I didn't go Sunday. I just walked yesterday at doors. So I'm like, I can go Monday and Wednesday.
There
now,
you go.
I would never. I would have taken advantage
of not doing
of
it.
Just going Tuesday.
And like, saying, I got away with it this week.
Exactly. But I went in. And you know, for the first time ever, Rocco, this is kind of funny because, I mean, Integrity, there's always women in there. And I got there like 6:05 5, 6, 10, something like a little after 6. I'm not sure exactly, but it was a little after 6. And I was the only one there the whole entire time.
Nice.
I had the whole club to myself. It was so great.
Yeah, I bet. Did you turn on the music or just...
You can't turn on the music. You can just turn on the TVs.
Oh.
So I turned the TVs and I cranked them.
There you go. There you go. No, Rocco...
No, but it goes back to... what I was saying to you, Carol, is about thinking healthy. See, you said I never would have thought of doing that before.
Right.
See how your thought process has changed. Say, well, geez, I can get in 2 workouts before I leave.
Yeah.
And you're already asking me today, I know I'm going to be gone. What do I do?
Yeah.
See, those are the things that healthy people start just proactively thinking about so that they don't end up having to react to something down the line. And then that can go for as far as diabetes is concerned. If you don't have it, don't get it.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
You were going to say something, Jim?
No, I was just going after Carol thinking, you know, my whole thought is different now. It doesn't matter where I go. I am choosing making better choices in my meals at a restaurant, or I'll stay away from a certain restaurant now because they really don't have anything healthy there for me to eat. And I get out more, or I'm walking more with Brody on the opposite days. And it's just amazing, how much better I feel. And my quality of life is looking much better as well.
What do you think the most helpful thing that you've witnessed so far in the program? What do you think is the thing that aids you the most?
The thing that what?
What aids you the most in the programming that we give you? The guidance? What is it?
Well, I love Donna. I really do. I think Donna's great. And, I mean, so isn't Terry. Terry's awesome, too. But your girls are so easy to talk to in there. They just give you suggestions if you're finding a tough way of doing something or eating something. Or, like, Carol, if you have a chance... talk to Donna and Terry, too. They may have good ideas on your breakfast as well, because I've done that as well with them. And, you know, the whole exercise routine. And today we went through starting up my 9th week of 3 reps.
Oh,
and
have fun. No, 3 sets.
3 sets. 3 sets.
There you go, Carol.
Right? I got it right. 3 sets and... turning up the volume on all the weights and more of the cardio. And it was, I walked out of there and I was sweating my butt off.
Well,
but it feels good.
Did you notice in my picture today, I actually wore a tank top today?
I seen that.
Did you see that?
I was like, wow, she doesn't ever wear her.
I don't. Today was the first time. And I said, when I take my selfie, I'm not going to post it unless it looks okay.
Oh, so vain.
I think I look pretty damn good.
Yeah, you do. Yep, that's for sure.
I'm teasing.
Well, that's fantastic, Karen. I'm happy for both you guys. And, you know, especially being on the radio, you have the ability to influence so many people during a time where we need to be educated so much about so many things that deal with health, that you become an asset not only to me but also to the communities, because we need that kind of leadership. We need that kind of guidance. We need the little things that Carol just learned, and even going from understanding the difference between sets and reps and being able to define those things and thinking about all the things that you never thought of before, so that we can help communities become healthier, happier, and just contribute to this whole effort towards getting people healthy again.
Right, exactly.
I'm glad to be a part of it. I can't do it alone. It's guys like you that make it possible.
Well, I am really thankful that I thought of you way back 3-4 months ago and said, you know what, Rocco would be a great, you know, person to have on for Healthy Monday.
Yeah.
And I'm just so sorry that it took me 3 weeks to get my butt into gear, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Everything happens for a reason.
Right.
So,
and
you know,
it's all in the timing.
Right. Yeah. So, Rocco, thank you. So.
Well, no, thank you all. And I guess enjoy the rest of the show today. If there's anything you need, you guys always can contact me directly, and just have a safe, happy week.
I may be calling you from the Southern barbecue place in South Carolina this weekend.
Help!
What do I eat?
What do I say?
No, you know what I'm going to do?
Stick to the fish.
I'm going to come back to the table with Rocco on the phone and hand it to Mr. Erickson. and say, here, you talk to him.
And show him a picture of Rocco, too.
The other thing that June mentioned is that she's avoiding restaurants that don't have food that she can eat. Again, you know, Carol, we need to revisit that as well, with, you know, as far as seeing if we can establish some healthy options for people in some of the restaurants that you do have some control over.
So yes, we talked about that. And yes, you are right. We have to do that.
And post those meals on my website and your website so people know if they're out, where can I go to still get something good and socialize and be with my friends? Thanks.
Exactly. That's a great idea.
And I got a solution to this whole thing. We're going to give her a lifetime gift card to J.W. Hills across the street.
Oh, nice, Mike. Oh, geez. They're going out of business, Rocco.
They did. The doors are closed.
Oh, the doors are closed.
Yeah. Oh, what a wise guy, huh?
Oh, he is.
Who, me?
He's a card that needs to be dealt with.
Oh! It's June's funny of the day.
That's my one and only today, okay. Mike.
All right, Rocco, end with your quote, please.
Again, huh?
Okay. Again.
Between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Why not choose to think healthy, gal?
Beautiful. Thank you.
Bye, Rocco.
Bye, Rocco.
Bye, Mike.
Talk to you
bye,
soon.
Bye.
See you, buddy.
Yeah. He is too, honey. He's funny.
He's too, honey.
I said fun. I meant funny. But.
You know what, June, I have to say before you go on to your healthy recipes, I have to say one thing. When you start your three sets, you know, at the beginning when you start doing it, you get mixed up. You know, because we forget things, you're going to get all mixed up. It's hilarious.
Great. Just
I
what
sit
I need.
And I do my one, and I do it with holding on to the thing with my fingers like this. And I'm like, all right, this is one.
Oh.
And then I do it like that. I'm telling you, because you go back and forth.
Right.
And I'm like, did I do that twice? Or did I do this three? Now I have it all down pat.
There you go.
I'm in the fourth week finally. And actually, I'm starting my fifth. Well.
You sure? 12. How many fingers are you holding there, Carol?
No, but now I got it. But the first, it's funny, and I know you're going to do the same thing.
I probably will.
It's hilarious.
Because I do get mixed up.
Do we have a bacon recipe today?
No, we do not.
We're not meatless Monday anymore.
But you know what I have found instead of bacon is prosciutto.
That's a cured meat also. That's probably just as bad as bacon, isn't it?
No,
really?
It isn't. I even talked to Donna about it this morning.
Oh.
And it's healthier, it's leaner, and it's so thin that you really only want one piece of it.
Speak for yourself.
I know.
Well, I mean, you wrap it around a piece of melon or something.
A lot of fat on that, though. I myself would stay away from that because it seems like it has a lot of fat on it.
But I can't say it's a healthy fat because it isn't, but there's such a small amount on it compared to bacon.
Well, when you're comparing to bacon, I can see that.
And if someone was a big bacon eater, then going down to prosciutto is like a step up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a healthier step up.
There you go.
And, you know, starting out with this new healthy recipes, which is more me now in my lifestyle, I figured I'd just start out today with like a full day of what I do and what I eat as far as eating healthy. Do you need a break?
I think we should go to a break.
We could. We don't want to get Tyler, Tyler Perry, Tyler Ritter will be standing by pretty close to 1:30. So
all right.
Portion out your times.
1:30, 1:35.
So we give June 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Now we're on the other side of the break. Probably now. I would do it now.
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
So go ahead. Keep going.
Sorry to interrupt.
Alrighty. Nope, that's fine.
That's what we in radio call an audible.
Sorry.
That's okay. So in the morning, one of my favorite breakfasts is I get an English muffin, and I either choose the high protein or the multigrain. The high protein has...
Sweet.
It is. It's a maple flavor in it.
It's different.
It's definitely different. And then I toast that, and I'll take an avocado and slice it and put half on each muffin and then top it with a poached egg.
Ooh.
It is so good. I just love it. That's like one of my...
Dunkin' Donuts is actually doing something fairly similar to that now, but they're putting it in a flatbread. They're doing an egg, and they're putting avocado in there. Now, they're also adding cheese, which you would probably not include here.
Or you could use the 50% less fat cheese and sprinkle it in.
So they've been copying your idea.
Uh-huh. You know, everybody seems to be using avocado and guacamole.
It's so healthy for you.
Right.
It's such a healthy fat. And even sometimes I take that prosciutto And I'll cook that up till it's nice and crunchy and put that on there. And it's just a great breakfast.
I like that idea because it would really be easy to make crunchy. It wouldn't take long.
No,
right?
Not at all.
Even in the microwave, zap it.
True.
Right.
Bada boom.
Bada bing. And then for my snack a couple hours later, I'll have a protein shake. I always put my fruit in there. You know, it just makes it easier. Whip it all up. My yogurt.
Now, what do you like fresh fruit, like your blueberries, raspberries, whatever?
I like strawberries, and so I'll get the frozen strawberries and throw those in there because it keeps it colder, and you don't need ice anyways.
Well, you know what? I don't use the fruit because it's hard to find frozen organic bags of fruit. So I'll get my organic fruits, and it's usually blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries.
Right.
And I buy them, and I throw them right in the freezer.
Right.
So they kind of act as like ice cubes. Yeah, I love that.
Do you separate it like on a cookie sheet?
I keep them right in the container.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I go to the grocery store every 2 or 3 days, so, you know, I go through them, and then I just get some, and I right in that little hole, you know, the hole.
Yeah. Do you know if you put them on a cookie sheet, separate them all, put them in, let them get hard, and then put them in a bag, then you can separate them easier.
Yeah, but...
It just doesn't come out in one big chunk.
They don't come out in a chunk. They really don't.
That's good.
They come out nicely. Mm. I measure them out, my half cup, and I just keep them right in that container, right in the... right in the freezer.
God bless you.
Because they do go bad fast, that's for sure.
Yeah, but not in the freezer.
No. That's what I mean.
Yes.
You kept them in
That's
there.
What I did. They were kind of turning. I stuck them in there, and now I put them in there all the time. I buy them, and they go right. That was Mike, by the way.
It was not.
Sorry.
That's okay. And then for lunch, normally I'll just do a salad and throw in tuna or throw in any of my leftover meats that I have the night before. Or like today, for the first time, I made quinoa. I had never made it before. I had it in my closet, and it was looking at me. Finally, I said, all right, I'm bringing you down. So I brought it down, and I cooked it up, and I actually loved it. Today, all I did was take my half a cup of quinoa, and I threw in my protein from last night, which was roasted pork, pork tenderloin. And I put in some cranberries and a hard-boiled egg and a little bit of drizzled vinaigrette on it.
Like balsamic vinaigrette or whatever?
Yeah.
Yum.
It was so good. I ate every bit of it. It was delicious.
Sounds delicious.
A lot of times for lunch as well, like I was saying before, is I'll just take a bunch of veggies, and especially if they were roasted from the night before, I'll throw them in a salad, and it just makes it that much better. And then I always throw in my tuna or whatever protein I have left with that. And then for my next snack is usually like hummus and vegetables one of my Quest bars. Which are so good.
They're delicious.
I know. My favorite is the chocolate chip cookie dough one.
Yeah. And the Oreo cookie one, too.
I haven't tried that one.
Cookies and cream, I should say. Not Oreo. Cookies and cream.
There's so many of them. And then my recipe for today is my seared ahi tuna. I have to say it was so good. But what I did is I took a tuna steak and I drizzled a little bit of olive oil all over it, seasoned it with salt and pepper, sesame seeds and poppy seeds all over, rubbed it all in, got it well coated. Then I got my pan nice and hot, and I seared every side, just like a minute to 2 minutes on each side, even around the edges. Took it out, let it set for about 5 minutes, sliced it nice and thin, about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch. And then I took low sodium soy sauce and wasabi paste that comes in that little tube. And I put the wasabi paste in the soy sauce, mixed it all up, and used that as a little topping for the tuna. It was so delicious.
Now, where do you buy your tuna?
At Fresh Market.
At Fresh Market, okay.
Yeah,
yes.
At Fresh Market.
Yes.
That's where I get all my fish.
Yeah, okay.
I really love their fish there.
I saw it there, and I wasn't quite sure what to do with it.
In fact, I was going to bring it to your house. that Friday that I couldn't make it.
Very good.
And so I had it the next day, and that's what I did with it. And what I've also done with tuna when I sear it like that is you can use it as a snack as well by just taking a tortilla, spraying it, putting it in the oven till it's crunchy, and you have, and before you do that, cut them into little pie
like
shapes.
Like little tortilla.
Yeah, and you can chips, put like. Your tuna right on there and a little bit of the
like sauce. At Ignite.
Exactly. That's what I did.
That's a great idea.
And it was so delicious and so easy. It took no time at all. And then I had a small sweet potato. And roasted vegetables, your favorite vegetables you like to roast or steam, whichever you want to do. And you got a great, healthy meal.
Delicious.
And my last snack of the day is usually cottage cheese with nuts in it. And that's it. That's my healthy meal for the days.
Mike, the recipe that you gave me, I used it twice this
week.
Now,
weekend. Which recipe?
Your cucumbers.
Oh, hollow out the cucumber.
You know what?
With the melon baller. Yeah.
You know, I don't even use a melon baller because I didn't have one. You know what works really well is the other end of the spoon, the little stick end of the spoon.
Oh, okay.
And it's nice and square, and
so
I just kind of
rotated around,
bloop, and plopped out all those seeds. And you know what I did on Sunday, just like that.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, I did it. I brought it to the baptism, and people loved it. You should have seen them. They're like, what a great idea.
Yeah.
This is da-da-da-da. You should have heard them. They were all roaring. I did two different kinds of hummus, and I also did guacamole.
Oh, the guacamole.
There's
and
a nice
then
change.
I took some little cherry tomatoes, and I took my little tiny ones, and I cut them in half, and I put a little half right on the top of them.
How about
and then
that?
I sprinkled a little bit of parsley on them, put some lemon wedges. It was beautiful.
You took my idea and ran with it.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah.
Right. We need to go on break. June, thank you. I love going back and forth with recipes like that because I'm definitely going to do that tuna. I may even do that tuna tonight.
There you go.
Surprise Daryl.
Thanks,
that would
June.
Be very good. So
no,
thank you very much.
Keep up the good work. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And
I want my tissue back.
Yeah. You sure?
You're listening to Food for Thought. We're on 107.7 FM. And coming up next is Tyler Ritter. Fun. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
I, Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of our green room of Food for Thought. And following us, Kale and Company, he's on it too today. And New England Coffee, the official food the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. Happy to take Food for Thought out to Hollywood by phone as we say hello to TV star Tyler Ritter from the McCarthys on CBS. Hey, Tyler, welcome to New England.
All right. Back in home country.
McCarthy's country.
There we go.
Tyler Ritter joining us. He's got a short film from Marriott Hotels that debuts tomorrow worldwide called French Kiss. And, of course, as alluded, star from the McCarthy's on CBS. We'll get into that here very shortly. But first off, French Kiss is Marriott's second dip into the short film pool. I have to admit, I thoroughly enjoyed Two Bellmen, the first one, 17 minutes and 5 million views on YouTube. I'm hoping that French Kiss is received just as well, Tyler.
I hope so, too. We definitely put a lot of work into it and had a lot of fun while filming in Paris, which turns out it's not that hard to do. It's pretty easy to have a good time when you're shooting in Paris. I have Marriott to thank. So, man, I hope they keep cranking out this original content because they took good care of us, I have to say. They got my wife out there, too, which was amazing. So we got to share this experience in the city of love together. And I'm just waiting to get the script for the sequel.
it seems like an innovative extension of the Marriott brand. What attracted you to French Kiss, this particular project?
Well, I have to say, I hadn't seen Two Bellmen, and I haven't seen a lot of branding sponsorships like this, original content. I know, BMW came out with a movie, and there's a new one coming out now. But anyway, it was kind of it's a new platform for me. So I kind of said, okay, well, we'll see what this is like. And then I read the script and I said, oh, this is just a really beautiful, lovely script with a great message at the end. It has nothing to do with the hotel, really. There are a couple scenes that take place in and around the hotel, but it's not, it didn't feel like a commercial for it at all. And so I think the fact that I was just able to relate to it as a beautiful tale of this man's journey through, through the streets of Paris, made it really easy for me to engage in the role and have a great time with it. So, I'm really happy that the Marriott is putting these films together. And as long as the material has a unique voice and something to say, I think we should go ahead and produce more and more films. So it seems like the more platforms there are, the merrier. And what's cool about this is that it's going to be on YouTube tomorrow. So people are going to be able to watch it for free and then as many times as they want. So, hey, it doesn't get much better than that.
That is cool. Hi, Tyler. This is Carol of the Carol and Mike.
Hey, Carol.
We are a food show, so we need to know what you enjoyed most about the cuisine there.
Oh, man. Well, my wife and I came back talking a whole lot about the yellow diet, which basically consists of cheese, croissants, more Danishes, and then there was some more cheese on top of that. But I have to say, what was amazing about eating all of this sugar and fat there is that, unlike L.A., you're walking all over the place. And, you know, for the character in the movie, I'm actually sprinting all over the place trying to catch my laptop. But just the simple fact that we were walking, we, you know, kept us feeling healthy somehow in life. We were saying, geez, aren't we supposed to be, you know, keeling over and just rolling and writhing in pain? You know, you have this kind of meal in L.A. and it ruins your whole afternoon. But there's some sort of balance, or maybe it's just something in the air. But it seems like the city inspires you to get out and to walk, especially inspiring when you don't have a car or a bicycle. So maybe that's a clue. Maybe I just need to sell my cars and just try to get out more. hey, if that means I can eat a three taco croissants every morning, it might be worth it.
Tyler, can you say anything in French to melt my heart?
S'il vous plaît, bonjour, oui, French kiss.
You work French kiss
in there, right? In other words, no, my French is even worse now. I had my little translation book, and I would sit in a restaurant, and I'd say, they wouldn't even talk to me first before they knew I was a tourist. I guess I just have that sense. But they'd walk up and say, hi, can we help you? And I'd say, oh, no, un momento, which is Spanish. So then my Spanish would come out. And they'd say, please, sir, we have other people to serve. And I'd say, yes, and I'd start flipping through my book. And by then I'd look up and they'd be gone. And I'd say, okay, I understand. You got places to be, people to serve food to.
Awesome.
I did try. But I have to say, you know, after I lived in Argentina for 3 years and my wife really encouraged me to pick up the language. And you do see a country in a different light when you can talk to the people in their native language. So I do wish I had a little more time before shooting in Paris to have picked up some more words than, you know, Spanish, essentially with a French accent. But if I do go back, I'll be able to hopefully put in a little more effort and communicate with some of the people there.
All right, so we're going to go from French to Spanish to a bit of an Irish brogue. We're really disappointed the McCarthy's was not picked up for a second CBS season. But first of all, my spies tell me, did you visit the In-N-Out after a red carpet event for burgers with Jimmy Dunn?
Oh, no! We've been spotted! Yes. It's so amazing. Whenever I have a friend from out of town visit L.A., I talk about In-N-Out as if it's this hole in the wall that nobody knows about, just so I can justify going, a couple of times. But, you know, until you realize that it's a chain that's now, you know, at one given point, there was only one In-N-Out in all of Los Angeles. Now they're, you know, all over the place. If you don't know that it's fast food, you don't think about it, it could be the greatest burger of your life. So, yes, I did after red carpet. We went in our suits and ties and felt
so
very
cool.
Fancy. Thank you very much. Yeah.
All right. So who picked up the check? Because, you know, the boy loves bar food, and I think he fell in love with the truck, the food truck culture, which doesn't exist here in New Hampshire where he lives, of course.
That's right. He actually, I think Jimmy was the one who found the grilled cheese truck, which as a cast at one point we brought in for the whole crew. The crew was just amazing. Literally everyone who worked on the show, we loved and we stay in touch with. And before I get back to the food truck story, we actually all just met to go to a New Kids on the Block concert last weekend.
Oh, cool.
So we were a group of about 30 people at this concert supporting Joey and you know, the whole hair and makeup department was there and the director's family came out. Anyway, it was a great time. We really bonded over the course of the show. But, yeah, Jimmy found this food truck, the grilled cheese truck, and I think it was his idea to rent it out for the crew. So it's hard to beat these trucks. I mean, they just look so cool. They're all painted stylishly. They got the graffiti. And then, you know, you're driving along the highway absent-minded, and then you smell, you know, bacon-wrapped hot dog on the hot dog truck passing by, and yeah. There's just no hope. There's no way to escape it.
Did Jimmy suck you into many tabletop hockey games in his dressing room?
Oh, man. We had some big-time tournaments there. And he even had us over at his house where he had about four extra tables waiting around. And he had brackets set up and the whole thing. But he totally hustled us. It didn't come out until after the tournament that he had played in Boston in legitimate leagues and won some of those leagues. You know, I should have known when he was playing against me with his eyes closed in one hand that I was in over my head. But, yeah, I don't think I ever scored on Jimmy. I got a couple on Joey, who was also really, really good. So we got pretty far in that tournament. But, yeah, I've never seen anyone better at that than Jimmy Dunn.
McCarthy's creator, Brian Gallivan, says you played a better version of him as Ronnie. Pretty high praise, since he could have cast anyone for the show's lead role.
Yeah, you know, I actually, I tried not to freak out when I met him, which was at the audition for the show, but I had been going through the improv scene at Upright Citizens Brigade here in Los Angeles. I had seen Brian Gallivan perform many, many times, and he was one of my favorite comedians out of there. So to then go in and be told I'm playing him was just a huge honor, and I just tried to keep my cool and, you know, just play it off like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a good time. But on the inside, I was like, oh, dear God, don't mess this up. So to hear things like that, it's the best thing in the world. And I have to say, to have Lori Metcalf there to just take notes from every day and to just see how you approach a show like this, you know, when you're working on it for 4 months. And so I had some great role models there, and Brian was on set with me every day. So we helped mold this character, Ronnie, who was, you know, kind of a blend of Brian, and I'm sure I brought some of my own quirkiness to it, and we found a really fun character who, yes, I'm going to miss, but the silver lining is we do have four new episodes that have yet to air that CBS is going to show. So good. We're excited to share those with the people and our fans and see what they think.
Final question, Tyler. Your dad, John, of course, was much loved, as you know, but I'm going to go a little deeper into the Ritter family tree. As a young broadcaster, it was a huge honor for me to introduce your grandfather, Tex Ritter, at a show that he played not long before he passed in 1974. Believe me, I really wish that I could somehow transfer that to you, because clearly he passed 11 years before you were born. So it was always an honor for me. What did your dad tell you about your grandfather?
You know, he used to always say, he would always say that Tex would have loved you. He said, man, Dad would have loved you. And even when you don't know your grandfather, I've since as an adult realized that's such an amazing way to form a bond between two different generations and between two family members who never met in the flesh. So even though I didn't get to make him feel proud in my time here or his time, the fact that my dad would really consciously remember to say that to me, you know, whether it was after a baseball game or a school play or, you know, getting good grades, and say, oh, man, Dad would be so proud of you right now. Aww. Tex would have loved you. That always felt really special. And he, you know, he loved his dad, and they were really close. And he learned a lot from his dad. His Tex worked a ton, and so did my dad. They both worked a lot. But I think one thing my dad wanted to do was to really make sure that even though he was working, we were always feeling incorporated. And I think it was much easier to stay in contact with us while he was away than it was for Tex. So there were always phone calls when he was away, and he was a very present father, even while he was on location working. So I'm hoping to keep that train moving as, you know, I start thinking about kids with my wife and to be a present father. And you know, and now I'm in a position where I'll be having to tell my kids, you know, how proud they would have made my dad. And I can really start to see how that's going to feel for them and how that'll feel for me, because, you know, you want your dad to be able to meet your kids. And when you don't have that opportunity, you hope that they're looking down and that they're smiling. And there are the moments where I just feel that so clearly. And man, working on the McCarthys was one of those moments. So I still have these, you know, little windows where I feel like I'm connecting, and I'm just hoping to bring my kids one day up to that window to look out and see what I see. So,
well, a beautiful way to end our interview today with Tyler Ritter, who stars in a short film produced by Marriott Hotels. It opens tomorrow, really online. You can watch it on YouTube. It's called French Kiss. And, of course, watch for those four episodes of the McCarthys that will hopefully, well, maybe they'll just be released on the internet, but maybe we'll see them plugged in somewhere, because, you know, we're very, very good friends with Jimmy Dunn. So we felt a certain a kinship with your family, friends that you're doing the show with.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, everybody loves Jimmy wherever he goes. So any friend of Jimmy's is a friend of ours, and man, that's a nice community to be a part of.
Tyler Ritter, thank you so much, and good luck with whatever comes next, man. Good talking to you.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you guys.
Exclusive New Hampshire radio interview with Tyler Ritter of the McCarthys.
Awesome.
Just a sweet kid.
Can tell he's very humble and genuine, and, you know, just really sounds like a really good guy.
You're right about that, Carol. We have to take a break.
We do.
And then we'll be back to wrap it up. We got a pretty cool show planned for you tomorrow. We'll tell you what's up with that next on the Pulse 107.7 WTPL.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And we're going to wrap up our Monday here. Great interview with Tyler Ritter. What a nice guy.
Young man who's just followed the footpath of his father, who was just a sweet man. And we talked a little bit about his grandfather. You can see the politeness and the kindness passed from father to son to grandson. Very nice.
All I kept thinking of was Three's Company.
Yeah, well, sure. That's when America really got to meet John Ritter. And even that came on after Tex Ritter had passed in 1974. Yeah. So his dad never saw that part of his son's career, which is kind of sad. Tex Ritter wasn't that old. He was 68 maybe when he died.
That's
tomorrow,
young today.
John Clayton, a favorite former writer for the Union Leader, and doing some other things. But now he's with the Manchester Historic Association.
Yep.
And we're going to ask him to talk about the history of restaurants and eating in Manchester, and the publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul books, Amy Newmark, I should say. They also have some food products now under the Chicken Soup label.
They do? Food products?
They do. Yep. Soup.
I didn't know that.
Wouldn't
like
that make
in the
sense? Chicken
store?
Soup?
Well, yeah. But
yeah.
Yeah.
You can get them in the stores.
I never saw that.
Yeah, it's
like
true.
Cans of chicken soup.
They're actually in the boxes, like the broth and stuff like that.
I am always buying broth.
Yeah.
I'm
well, they don't.
To,
they don't sell a broth, but I'm just saying that, like, the boxes that have broth, it's the box type of soup and not in the can.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
And they've done other things. They tried barbecue sauce. They're not doing that anymore. But a chicken soup, I mean, it's like natural, right? Yeah,
pretty
exactly.
Cool. Well, you know, it's a good, like, little combo when you're giving a gift. Give the chicken soup for the soul book and the chicken soup for the soul broth.
It's double dipping in the world of branding and promotion. Yeah. So a brilliant idea. True. And she's really nice. I've known her for a couple of years, and she's a good interview. So
fun. And then we'll have Dad on.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Thank you for remembering.
We'll have George on, and I'm sure giving a recipe. And then as well as Julie Barron, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish New Hampshire. So you were listening to Food for Thought. We are done. We'll be back tomorrow. And up next is Kale and Company. So stay tuned, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Take care.